Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Linishmas Harav Nachum ben Reb Meir Shmuel, Harav Nachum Norman Lamb, Zichrono Levracha. And it's Yahrzeit, it's coming up. And we used to daven together. We would have a minyan in my apartment on Friday nights for many years. And Rabbi Lamb would come and lived across the street. And that was a schus. And he was a very, very special man. So he wrote a sefer called Halachos V'Halichos, fascinating sefer of different sugyas he wrote about. And he was a brilliant man. And despite his many responsibilities in the yeshiva, he had to raise tens of millions of dollars and run this massive organization, so many different employees and thousands of students, but he still was learning, steiging, amazing. So this is from the from that sefer. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Chochmas Matnas Neim Halacha Tzayin writes, "Hanosim mezonos labanu v'nosim agdom shenachayim mezonosim kitol lamed hascharam tol and hanigam bonus b'derech shavolim v'vuzos v'chein hanosim." But if someone gives food, feeds, supports his sons and his daughters who are older, and he's not obligated to support them anymore, and he does so in order that the boys should learn and the girls should go on the right path of serving Hashem, they shouldn't be disgraced. And so too, if someone supports his parents, it's included in tzedakah. Tzedakah is great because the relatives come first. Karov Kodim. Echronim ask on the Rambam, the Mukhar of the Rambam and the Gemara in Ksubis, of Nunam Ralaf, Ashri Shomre Mishbaros, it's Daka Buchol Ace. Chiav Shalas, it's Daka Buchol Ace. Doshra Abusainu Shabiavne, Zazan Banu Venosu Shen Kitanim. So fortunate is the one who guards judgment and does stuck at all times. Is it possible to stuck at all times? So the answer is yeah, when you're supporting your sons and daughters when they're ketanim. So the question is, l'fi'a gemore ha'dinu ba'ketanim. According to the Gemara, this whole din of tzedakah refers to ketanim. And the Rambam writes, gedolim. So the Rambam seemingly says to the Gemara, because if Mishnah writes, gedolim doesn't mean mamish gedolim. Gedolim means older than six. Because under six, vis-a-vis people, kids under six, so they're considered gedolim. That seems to be a doicha, that that's what gedolim means, that it's all relative to six. Another kasha is that the Rambam holds kofin al tzedaka, perek tes, halacha yud beis. So why doesn't the Rambam also paskin, she kofin al tzedaka zushin nosen zonis levanov v'mnosev ha-gedolim, that you have to support your older children? Why isn't there kfiyah? Why isn't there coercion here? Why does the Rambam just praise it that it's called tzedaka gedolim, v'chlal? Hard to know from what the Rambam says. When are you koif and when are you not koif? And when do you force and when do you not force? Tzchem lekboa masmerot v'ladat et amot hamida v'din kfiyah b'tzdaka v'gam b'shal mitzvot haseh. You have to know when you're koif and when you're not koif. So the Gemara in Ksubis, Naf Mem Tes Amud Beis writes, Bush eskinu she'adam zan espanav es b'nais k'shem ketanim. The Gemara says, "Les hilchas hakavasayu." In other words, it's not a chova; it's a mitzvah. You don't have to support your banav ubenos of k'shem ketanim, and that's only when he's not amid, when he's not rich. But when he's rich, he's forced, and when he's not rich, kosen of kofenos b'dvarim. In other words, you publicly make fun of him. Ayin sham the Gemara k'subis memtes. Amud Beis, Samaches, Amud Beis, the end of the parak, Af Bisham Ra'ein Adam, Zan Esbanav Esbenosuk Shem Ketanim, Volzan Ketanik Tanim, Bat Kamad Ben Shesh. So even though you don't have to support your children when they're young, you have to support when they're very young. And what's that? Until the age of six. So according to this, there are three categories. There's Ketanik Tanim, Ketanim Gedam, Ketanik Tanim until six. And there is Chayiv B'Mizonos Mitzad Adin. Tanim is from the age of six, until bar mitzvah, and if he's not amid, if he's not rich, then maligan alav, but ain't kofen oso, and if he's amid, then kofen oso. And then after they're gedolim, that's the din in the Rambam that we brought, that you have to support your children, that it's stuck a gedolah to support your children. Taisvis Memtesa Mabez, the Ramas Rachbe Rava ask, how are you koifal at staka? It's mitzvah Ishman Schar Bitsida. Says the schar next to it, Kibulal Dabrazei Varechacha. Vein koifan al mitzvah Ishman Schar Bitsida. So what shot at this kfi over here? And the latter Teretz Tosis writes that Bitstaki Katarti Lavin is also Lavin, there's two Lavin, Lasamits and Lasikpoits. Since you have Lavim as well, so it's going to be kfi. Normally, there's no kfi if the mitzvah, if the matan schar is put next to the mitzvah. But here, the matan schar is put in the risk fee. Why? Because there's a lav. There's a lav involved. Since there's a lav involved, the two lavim involved, there's going to be kfi. So according to Tosfos Mashma, that the only name of kfi but staka comes from the leisase. Now it's clear, shemisha kafu latet zdaka. If somebody was forced to give tzedakah, he's also makayim pasayach tiftach etz yadcha, which is the mitzvah essay of tzedakah. So therefore it would appear that the mitzvah of pasayach tiftach includes two inyanim. Number one, that it prevents achzarius. K'shenichmeru racham aval ha'oni, ha'umlov, ha'oymedu mischanein lefanov. This poor ani is begging for food. And you give him food, that's one mitzvah. It's minias achzarius. It prevents, it's a lack of cruelty. And then on that come the two lavim. Shem nechshavim ke'echad. Ayin b'sefer mitzvah v'sefer achinuch. That's number one, not being cruel. And number two is asayis chesed. It's also doing chesed, even if it's not an instance of achzarius, of preventing, I'm sorry, just doing chesed. And here there's no lab at all. There's only a mitzvah of pasach tiftach. When you're dealing with many esach zarios, there's a lab. Losik potziotcha, losamitz levovcha. Don't be cruel. And then there's the positive aspect. Yeah, there's no lab, there's just an essay. And the kfiya is only necessary, the coercion is only necessary if there's going to be cruelty involved. Then he's over on the essay and the lavim. Then there's going to be kfiyah. There's no kfiyah. There's just the mitzvah. There's no achzarius. Kfiyah is only when there's achzarius involved, because that's where you have the lavim. And this distinction between these two types of tzedakah parallel the difference between approximate difference between rachum and chanun according to the Rambam. Rachum relates to actions of generosity towards those who have a halachic or ethical claim on this person. And chanun is an action of a good heart of tuv lev, which is much more than any requirement of the that was deserved by the makabel and the mor nevuchim. Chelek Aleph Perek Nedalet, Chelek Gimel Perek Gimel. The Rambam uses the term chesed as a amplified chanun. Chesed is chanun plus. Tzura mugberet shleima. So in Perek Chelek Aleph, Perek Nun Dalet, the Rambam talks about Chanun, and in Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Gimel, he talks about Chesed as being an enhanced and amplified Chanun. So we have two Yesodos. We have Asaras Achzarius, that's like Rachum, that's having mercy, not being cruel, And then there's more than that. There's the doing the chesed with it in a greater amount, greater measure. Then one is required to do so in order not to be cruel. And that's chanun or chesed. There was a memorial version, edition of a memorial sefer for Dr. Belkin, where Rabbi Lam has an article about this. Hachacham ba'chesed b'mishnas Rambam. So the Rambam is consistent in his halacha and his philosophy or philosophical work. In Mor Nevuchim, he talks about chanun and chesed as going together. And then there's also rachum, as menias achzarius, and something else. And then we have in stuck also, we have two aspects of pesach tiftach. We have the element of not being cruel, and there the lavim are also involved. And then we have the element of being generous. When the Rambam comes to paskin halach of kfiya b'dvarim, kshelo amid, when he's not wealthy, by ketanim, he writes Ishus 12:14, v'im lo yiratza goyarim bo, u'machlim imoso, u'fotzrin bo, v'im lo ratza machrizen alav b'tzibur v'oimrim, ploini achzori hu, ve'enoi roitze lozun bonov. V'arei pachot hu me'of tamei, shehu zanet efrochav, ve'en koifin lozun amachar shesh. And if he doesn't want to, we scream at him, embarrass him, implore him. And if he doesn't, still doesn't want, we announce b'tzibur, that Pliny's an achzori, doesn't want to support his children. He's less than an impure bird who supports his chicks. And we don't force him to support them after the age of six. Halacha tesvav, the Rambam continues. The Rambam continues, b'me dvarim amurim, b'isheino amit, v'ein yodeim roya litin stako eino roya, v'alim ayo amud, v'in aleph, if he's wealthy, we take it away from him. Against his will, we support them until they get older. So from here, it's clear that we're not talking here about the yisod of asos chesed of the mitzvah seseh of pesach tiftach. We're talking about him not being cruel. It doesn't help his children, that makes him cruel. And therefore, kofen also. And that's why you have these lavim. And the kfiya, beguf v'mam, are you or b'dvarim, how are you kofim? Do you take away his money? Or do you just do it b'dvarim? So that depends on his financial status. But here again, we're dealing with a lack of achzarius. We want to prevent him from being an achzari, and that's where you have these lavim. Avalingin lazunotam shkiyigdalu, pashut she'az nistale ke'esot shal menias achzarius u'minimna m'farnesim. When it comes to supporting them when they get older, it's pashut that it's no longer achzarius. Not to support your adult children is not achzarius. And therefore there are no lavin, there's no kfiya, they're just a mitzvah of asos chesed, which is one of the two themes of Pesach Tiftach. So now we understand the meaning of kfiya b'tzedakah. We're only kofe in order to prevent achzarius, not that he should do this active chesed. And that's why when they're ketanim, we're koife, and not when they're gedolim, even though according to the Rambam, there's also a mitzvah when they're gedolim. Because the kfiyah is coming because of achzarius. The kfiyah is coming in order to prevent achzarius. And we only want to prevent achzarius when there's achzarius involved, when there's cruelty involved, and there's no cruelty involved with gedolim. So when it comes to gedolim, the Rambam paskins in Matnas Aniyim 10:16, that it's just a big mitzvah. When it comes to ketanim, it's mamash achzarius not to support them. And now we also understand why the Rambam writes the halacha b'gdolim. The Gemara only talks about ketanim. The Gemara doesn't talk about supporting gedolim. So the Rambam was talking l'chor about gedolim mamash, unlike the kesef mishnah. That's why the Rambam gave the reason, explained. In order to teach the boys Torah, in order to lead the girls on the right path, they shouldn't be disgraced. And this comes out logically from the Gemara, Hazanas Barnav Kshem Ketanim B'daf Nun. And according to the Gemara, there's a mitzvah of tzedaka b'banav u'b'nosav haktanim. Even though there's a chiv, or at least a mitzvah, to support them. And even though Rabbi Seinu v'Yavne kadmu l'takanas usha, so what Rabbi Seinu Shebi Yavne said preceded Takanas Husha. What was Takanas Husha? Takanas Husha was She Adam Zanas Banaves Benosav Kshem Ketanim. And what did Rabbi Seinu Shebi Yavne say? Did Rabbi Seinu Shebi Yavne say that's a Nun Amar Aleph? Zazan banav ubnosav kshem ketanim. It says about the Kanas Usha, Les Hilchus HaKabasayu. There's no chova. But there's definitely a mitzvah, like Rabbi Seinu Shebi Yavne say. Nevertheless, logic dictates that there's less of a chi of mizonos for gedolim than there is for ketanim. And therefore, mitzvah tztaka, yoser gedolah v'gedolim, she'en lam chi of mitzad adin. So in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam was talking about being zan the ketanim. That's minyas achzarias. And that depends on whether he's an amid or he's not an amid. You embarrass him with dvarim if he's not amid. You take away the money if he is amid. That's if they're ketanim. And then if they're gedolim, then that's minyas achzarias, and that's the Rambam was talking about hilchos matnas aniyim. And that's the tzedaka gedola. That's the great tzedaka. We see this from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. He writes, "Kedei lamed hascharim toiro," to show that we have an inyan of chesed shebemitz that stuck, and not the inyan of minyas achzarias. Minyas achzarias again is in Hilchos Ishus, but in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim he's talking about chesed. Therefore, it's an inyan of lamed hascharim toiro. That's what it means in the Gemara. Hazanas banav v'bnosav ketanim. He's mekayim the pasuk oisit tzedaka b'chol eis. He's doing tzedaka at all times. What's the tzedaka at all b'chol eis? That it's minyas achzarias. Not to be cruel, but by the gedolim, chiyuv is a chesed. The boys should learn Torah, and the girls shouldn't be disgraced. They should be taken care of. And therefore, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. But there's no kfiyah because it's positive chesed. It's not minyas achzarias. And therefore, he also writes about the parents. V'chein anoisim mizonos lo b'vilima reza b'chal tzedakah. V'tzedakah gedoli shakar of koidim. In other words, there's no yisod of removing achzarias. There's yisod of chesed. And if you look in the Rambam, you'll see that that's how it works in the order of halachas. Perek yud mimanas aniyam halacha aleph. He speaks about the Yisor HaChesed Shebet Stak, V'Shad Stak HaSimon L'Zera, V'Tzadik, Zera Avram Avinu. Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, he talks about Hasaras HaChzarias. L'Olam Eina Alad Ma'ani Men HaTzadik, V'Kol Merachim Merachim Inala, V'Kol Mishu HaChzari, V'Eina Merachim Yishlachos Liachso, V'Kol Ma'ani Men HaTzadik, V'Reza Nikra B'Lial, Nikra Rosh, V'Nikra Chote. So you see in the Seder Halacha, you see these two inyanim. He starts with the Yisod of Chesed, and then he goes on to Achzarias. And according to this, we can understand the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Miyuchas Matnas Ani, Malacha Beis, V'chalaro Ani Mevakish Ve'eli Menu Menu V'lonas Not Stok, where V'loi Seish Nemer L'Sam Mitzvav Chalav Sikva Sisiyotcha. And right before that, the Rambam written in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Stokah Litein Stokah L'Aniyim Shnei Prabesoch Tiftach Hasiyotcha. And he doesn't mention anything about the Ani standing before him with Misalim. And Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, if you see an Ani asking, and you close your eyes, you hide your eyes from him, you don't give him stuck, you're over Nalos say. And Halacha Aleph, the Rambam just writes, Stam, Mitzvah Stokah Litein Stokah L'Aniyim Pesoch Tiftach Hasiyotcha. The reason is in Halacha Beis, he's talking about the Lavim, and that's Achzarius, Veheli Meinu Mimenu. He doesn't look at him. In Halacha Aleph, he's talking about the Tztaka Shebechesed, the essay alone without the Losesay, like we said. The Losesay is Achzarius, not to be Achzari. And the essay is Chesed. So in Halacha Aleph, it's Chesed even if he's not asking. Halacha Beis is Achzarius, is when he asks, not to give him is when he asks. So when Beis Din is Kofa, Beis is only kofa on the lav, like the Radbaz writes, and that's dafka when the ani is oimed lefanavu mevakesh, when he's asking. It's because we're kofa, we only force on midas achzarius, and not on asiyas chesed. Just to prevent achzarius, we force. So when the ani asks, and he avoids him, so there's going to be kfiya, in order not to be an achzari. But when the ani doesn't ask, that's just chesed, and that there's no kfiya. Now, according to what we said, we can answer the kasha the ktsos in mitzvah shavas evot the Raman in Choshen Mishpat Simen Tzadi Zayin Tifta Zayin Tifta Zayin writes mitzvah shavas evot he mitzvah sheman schar betzida v'lchein in beit shamatim mechuyav melachuf ala avayim rotzim lachuf reshus biyadim, to return a security given for a loan as a mitzvah say that the matan schar is written next to it, and therefore there's no kfiya, but if they want, they're allowed to. As it says in the Torah, Hashem Hashem is Avri V'Rachel L'Chati Yatztaka L'Fnei Hashem L'Okecha, you're going to be blessed. So the Ketzos asks from our Tosfos that you're Kofa and Staka, even though it's a mitzvah Shemant Zchor B'Tzido, it's because it's a Los Asay of Los Amis L'Vavcha V'Los Sikba Tzisyatcha. So he says, Ibazoi V'im Kein Achinam Yika Lav T'chsiv Los Yishka B'Voto Etzlecha, you also have a Lav not to sleep with his security. So we're Kofa B'Tztaka because it's a Los Asay, so we should also be Kofa B'Shavas Avot. It's a very, very stark kasha in the Ramah. The Ramah writes that there's no kfiya, there's no chi of kfiya. Of course, there should be kfiya because there's a loss to say as well. So, based on what we said, maybe we can answer his kasha. That by tztaka, the reason we're kofin the lav and lo samitz levavchal of sikbos is yadcha is not because it's a lav, but primarily because it's to prevent achzarius. Not because the chesed is to prevent achzarius. When the whole mitzvah, on the end, and therefore, by Shavas Ha'avot, even though it's also a mitzvah Shemat and Tzchar B'Tzida, with a lois to say, nevertheless, there's no kfiya, because the din kfiya is only to remove the achzarias from the world. But when the whole mitzvah is not preventing achzarias, and it's only asiyas chesed, you're not kofi even if there's a lav. Because when the lav removes the yesod of Matan Tzchar B'Tzida, normally we say if it's Matan Tzchar B'Tzida, there's written schar, so therefore there's no kfiya. But if there's going to be achzarius involved, then there's kfiya. The The Lav is coming to say there shouldn't be achzarias. But when the content of the Lav is only positive, it's not negative, it's not to prevent achzarias, it's just tu chesed, there's going to be no kfiyah. And not returning an avot is mikoach chesed. And you see that from the Gemara in of Metzian, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Are there at Havamina that according to Shimon Gamliel, you give the Lova what he needs according to his status, and you sell what he doesn't in order to repay the loan? So Bishleima Kar that the Mishnah mentions the Keses Chazalei Debeinu Beini. So you can say that you sell them in order to buy something inferior, and the difference will go to pay the loan. What is he going to sell this plower for? What is he going to do? He needs a plower. So the Gemara is assuming they're all the same price. So you can't sell one to buy another one. It's going to be the same price. So Rabba says, talking about a machresha of kesef, of silver. So according to what the Gemara thought originally, the Beis Din would sell the machresha of kesef, and then they would buy a more pashut machresh, and then they would, with this difference, they would with the difference between the machresh of kesef and the regular machresh, they would repay the loan. Then the Gemara ended up concluding, like with Nachman, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't assess for the lova tzarchi chayiv. Therefore, after 30 days, the malva can sell the mashkin shebiyada, even if the lova needs it. Whereas the Tanakama holds that misadrim lebaal chov. In other words, you try to arrange it that the baal chov will be able to have his needs, and also repay the loan. And therefore, if the lova needs the mashkin, you don't sell it. So the Gemara asks on the svar of sidur lebaal chov, what do you mean? Maskar of Chag of Alemale Lava like Haramis. The Malva can say the Lova, what it's not incumbent upon me to be Mepharnis you. Pay me back and go be Mepharnis Menat Staka. What do you mean, Misadrim Baal Chov? So by answer is Ivra Bemis, Alek Harami, it is incumbent upon the Malva. Janamra Lachati at Staka. You have to do Staka. Therefore, you see that Hashabbos Avod is staka. Therefore, you don't sell it. This avot, if the lova needs it, the security if the lova needs it, because the malvazah has to do it staka with the loive. So you see, the mitzvah of a Shabbos avot is mikoyach chesed. So you see, it's misuk chesed. It's not minias achzarias, because mitzad adin the malva doesn't have to be mefarnes, but it's chesed. So Lishkav Bavoto is not a din in Minyas Achzarias. It's a din in Chesed. So that's like the essay of Tztaka, and just like the essay of Tztaka, there's no kfiyah. If not for the law to say so too, here there's no kfiyah. Because here there's no element of Achzarias, of Minyas Achzarias. We see the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim, Rabbi Lam in the Sefer, what's so beautiful about the Sefer is that he brings together Divrei Halacha and Divrei Agada. So we have the Marn in the same Amarim. So we have in the Rambam and the Marn of Uchim, Aval Mila Staka, according to the Targum of Rav Kapach, Perusha Lahavi Koba Aschusis Amagielo Velitin Lo Matsu Min Amitzayim Kafi Aroilo. Ulfin Yin Arishon, Loikru Besifre Nevim Aschuyas Amatolos Alecha Lizalascha, Im Natsatim Staka. Fishim Shilam to the Sacher Escho, Paratu Chofchain Zinikrit Staka. So The Rambam says that in our commentary to Avos 5.7, we've explained the expression chesed as denoting in excess of some moral qualities, especially used of extraordinary kindness. Loving kindness is practiced in two ways. First, we show kindness to those who have no claim whatever upon us. Secondly, we're kind to those to whom it is due in a greater measure than is due to them. In the inspired writings, the term chesed occurs mostly in the sense of showing kindness to those who have no claim to it whatsoever. For this reason, the term chesed is employed to express the good bestowed upon us by Hashem. I will mention the chesed of Hashem, the tzedakah of Hashem. On this account, the very act of creation, olam chesed yibane, it's an act of chesed, of tzedakah. Hashem is rav chesed. Tzedakah comes from tzedek, righteousness. It denotes the act of giving everyone his due and of showing kindness to every being according as it deserves. In scripture, over the expression tzedakah is not used in the first sense and does not apply to the payment of what we owe to others. When we therefore give the hired laborers wages or pay a debt, we don't perform an act of tzedakah. We do perform an act of tzedakah and we fulfill those duties toward our fellow men which our moral conscience imposes upon us. When we heal the wound of the sufferer, thus the pasuk says in reference to the returning of the pledge, and it shall be tzedakah upon you. And when we walk in the way of virtue, we act righteously towards our intellectual faculty and pay what is due unto it. And because every virtue is thus tzedakah, he was mamin b'shem, echshevel it's tzedakah. So even believing in God, it's tzedakah because it's a virtue, something positive. But the Rambam's point is that tzedakah in Psukim is when you do beyond, not what's required of you, do beyond what's required of you. So that's the chesed, and he also says that's the Hashavas HaAvot, returning the pledge. So we see this inyan of tzedakah being chesed, and then there's also the los ansei of los sikbot and los ametz, which is menias achzarius. And then we have the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Lazar says, ain tzedakah mishtalem zelofi chesed sheba. Tzedakah is repaid according to the chesed, ziru lechem le tzedakah, kitzur lefi chesed. Plants tzedakah and harvest according to chesed. Tzedakah alone is menias achzarius. And therefore, that's only the zera, that's only the seed. But if you want it stuck a shlema without a pagam, it's not just menias achzarius. It goes to the world of chesed, kitzru lefi chesed. So Rashi there says, anasina hi atztaka, the giving is the tztaka and the tarech is the chesed. So the charity is paid from heaven in accordance with the kindness and generosity included therein. So Rashi gives an example. In other words, you give the person money, but you bring it to his house. That's the chesed and the tzedakah. Or you give him bread that's already baked. That's the chesed within the tzedakah. So we see here that this inyan of not just menias achzarias, but doing chesed with tzedakah, those are the two inyanim of tzedakah. And we should be zochem Yetz Hashem, to be people of not only tzedakah, but our tzedakah should be chesedik, not only menias achzarias, but also loving kindness. And Yetz Hashem, this besog gishmak, this Torah, hopefully we'll see more from the great Rabbi Lam, and this should takabi lili nishmaso. I'm sure he's in a wonderful place for all the good he did for Klal Yisrael. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.